Now we come to Psalm 141, and this is another Psalm of David. And this is a psalm that has something to do with his personal history. I'm sure that I couldn't fit it in, probably during the time that he was fleeing from Saul. And it looks ahead again to the time when the godly remnant will be struggling themselves against the evil man of that day. And it has a message for us today. It's another prayer of David. One commentator has said, David was in love with prayer. Great man of prayer. And let's notice this 141st. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. David is the one that mentioned the fact that prayer was like incense, sweet incense. And today, when you and I pray and praise in the name of Christ, that prayer is like sweet incense that went up out of the tabernacle when Aaron went in and sprinkled the incense on the altar of prayer. That is the golden altar. And just as that sweet incense ascended, that's the way the prayer is made. But you know, prayer should have some background to it. It should be backed up by a life. The Lord Jesus has made it very clear that today, if we expect God to hear and answer our prayers, that there must be in our lives that obedience to Him. This idea today that we can just live any way and expect God to answer prayer is a big mistake. He says, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Then he didn't stop there. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you expect him to answer prayer. Now, notice what David said here, and he learned this by bitter experience. Praying in the name of Christ, yes, but a life to back it up. He says, verse 3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. O God, don't let my life and my lips contradict each other. Don't let me pray one thing on Sunday and live something else on Monday. Let me have a life that will back it up. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. Now, there are many men who have to go out and work in this evil world. No question about that, and they're rubbing up against it. My friend, the boat should be in the ocean, but it's tragic when the ocean gets in the boat. And today, when a man lives in the world, acts like the world, and lives like the devil's child all week, you can't expect him to be heard by a heavenly Father on Sunday, my beloved. Listen to what the psalmist had already said in Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. God has not promised to hear the prayer of the wicked. And we're told that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, that's the one that availeth much. And we find in 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And the psalmist says, keep the door of my lips here and don't incline my heart to any evil thing. I want my prayer to be powerful before Almighty God. This is wonderful. Now, verse 80 says, but mine eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they've laid for me and the traps of the workers of iniquity. And he prays to God that he'll not fall into the traps of the wicked. You know, the devil is attempting to trip us up all the time, and he has all kinds of devices. And unfortunately, we're not even as wise, that is, some of us are not even as wise as the carnal Christians in Corinth, because Paul could say to them, we're not ignorant of his devices. And some of us seem to be woefully ignorant of it. And so he prays to be delivered from evil so that his prayer will be a potent prayer.